This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This comes a little late to get paid back for all those rapid tests you might have bought to get together with the family over the holidays, but starting tomorrow, health insurers are going to be required to reimburse you for up to 8 at-home COVID test kits every month. If, that is, you can get your hands on them because they have been in short supply. So the Biden administration is also rolling out a program where you can get tests mailed directly to you. That starts next Wednesday. In the meanwhile, though, necessity being the mother of invention, people have been getting tests wherever they can. Veronica Kuhn is a hairdresser that we've been following. She's in Henderson, Nevada. And back at the beginning of this thing, she started a bartering group to help people find what was then scarce: toilet paper and masks, hand sanitizer. Now?
In my barter group right now, we have a lot of people looking for testing for home COVID tests. Because we're short everywhere, they're opening up sites as best as they can, but it's been a nightmare for the last couple of weeks trying to find a test. I've had a few people message me and say, hey, if you know anybody really in need, I have some extra tests, but they're not really wanting to put it out there on the barter group because they're just so few and far between. We got sick. My husband woke up not feeling well on the 1st, and I mean, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Smith's, Albertsons, everywhere had said that they sold out that morning. We ended up getting one from a friend of ours. And then my son and I woke up on Sunday with it. And my other son and my daughter woke up on Monday with it. And we all had similar symptoms. We all knew it was going to be the same thing. Knowing that my husband was going to have a test to go back to work, we went to the doctor last week, Saturday, and he tested, and sure enough, that one came back positive, too. He works on commercial doors, but they don't have sick days, so, like, he's not getting paid except for his paid time off that he's accumulated, and he went through that last week. This is day 13 for us. So being out of work that long without getting paid is a struggle for us financially because we're like, you know, most other Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And my daughter's out of school and on distance learning. My other son had to take an automatic 2 weeks off of his work and he still was waiting approval to see if he's going to get paid for that. And with my job, like I can't go to work and work on people as a hairdresser. The other thing that's hard is like when you have COVID, you can't go anywhere. So you have to rely on like grocery delivery and it's expensive. It's easy to say to be prepared and we usually have a pretty good food storage, but the inflation and everything has really hurt us. I've lost a lot of clients in the last year. I know I'm not the only one going through this. I know I'm not the only family struggling. I'm glad we didn't have to go to the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of silver lining blessings to see. You know what I'm saying? It's hard when it hits you. It makes you a little bit more compassionate towards other people that are in the same boat or worse off.
Veronica Kuhn, she is in Henderson, Nevada, recovering from this virus.